Happy New Now, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with you as always. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality. While listening, you'll be exposed to inspiring, empowering, and unifying perspectives that I'm highly confident will yield stellar results in your life if you opt to try them on for size. Also, I'm super, super happy to announce that we have officially launched our new late-night style, consciousness-elevating video variety talk show, Optimistic, which features live visionary artists, soul-share interviews, retreat guests that come here to the Mystic Manor to join me and the interviewee on the stage during the last night of their stay, their week-long stay, as well as the show concluding with live musical performances. We're going to be releasing episodes every other Sunday at 11:11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you can go to optimistic.tv, that's spelled OptimysticTV, to join our watch party for each future episode's release or to check out past episodes. We're originally going to be releasing Optimistic episodes every Sunday. However, as a community, following the flow of what is wanting to come through in these unique and unprecedented times with so many of our soul family stuck at home craving connection, we have decided to move to releasing episodes every other Sunday so that those of us here on the production team at the Mystic Manor can free up some time and energy to help create virtual community for all of you P-heads out there. And we are accomplishing that aim by launching our new Mystic Manor online retreat and play shops re-membership program. It's going to entail live play shops twice daily, 7 days a week, behind the scenes footage here at the Mystic Manor each day, access to a Facebook group where we do short, interactive, 1 minute video challenges and reflect back to each other about our experiences, live Q&As with me and some of the other facilitators, and more. It's a super, super robust program. It's facilitated by over a dozen of us here at the Mystic Manor, and in an effort to support all you P-heads out there stuck at home craving connection, for a limited time, it is going to be totally free to sign up on our Patreon page, which is linked at optimistic.tv. Just be sure to fill out the form link that's located at the top of our About section on Patreon so we can make sure you have access. Otherwise, we're super excited to have you join in all the magic with us that's happening here every single day at the Mystic Manor and to expand our community together. Here we grow. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we grow again. So grateful to be back with you guys as always. And today I would normally be surrounded by epic retreat guests here at the Mystic Manor, spending a week here. And of course, we're still in quarantine, so it is me flying solo. And I look forward to all of the resuming once the world is off pause again and having you guys come back and stay and spend a week here at the Mystic Manor and, workshops and recording on the podcast and all the transformational work that we get to do together. And for those of you who aren't familiar, you can learn more about this at optimistic.tv. That is not only is there a Mystic Manor section where you can see all about the retreats and what they're like and when they'll resume and all that stuff, but you can also check out the new late night style consciousness elevating talk show Optimistic that we've been producing here at the Mystic Manor. So in addition to that, also, we're going to be doing online play shops and retreats. Well, we've already started them, and we're letting you guys experience them twice a day, 7 days a week for free. And I noticed even Airbnb is starting to do online classes and things like that. You know, in our case, they're all transformational related classes. And yeah, we want a way to connect with you guys. So we're starting that, and you're going to see it getting really beefed up here in the coming vegan beef, of course. You're going to see it getting souped up here in the coming weeks. We're putting a lot of energy, the 15 of us that are staying here at the Mystic Manor currently, And in the meantime, we're also opening up month-to-month rental opportunities. That's another thing if you guys are interested in that. One of the things, ways we're pivoting to deal with the times we live in. And for people, you know, community out there who's needing a place to stay, and so forth, we're going to be having, we have a few select spots where we're going to be allowing people to do that as well. So you can drop an email, brandon@positivehead.com, if that's something that interests you. As well. So a lot of new, unique, exciting things happening here. But definitely join our online play shops and retreats. They're free to check out. So it's been really, really cool so far, and it's only going to get better. So with that being said, let's see. So today I've been doing quite a bit of starting to tag team being on other people's podcasts, and there's going to be more of that and more, you know, you guys hear my weekly Soul Shares interviews. Well, I'm getting the opportunity to do more of that, you know, on other people's podcasts now. And I've always done it here and there, but I've been focused on it a little bit more lately. And so what I've decided to do for today, since it is unique times, is let's do a unique episode where you actually get to hear me be interviewed by Julian Guterly, who runs the Green Planet, Blue Planet podcast. Super epic show, super epic guy. And I just was interviewed by him, and I'm not even sure if it's come out yet on his show, but I recorded it here on my end as well. So I thought, what can I do today on this fantabulous Friday? Why don't I let these guys hear me be interviewed for a change? And quite honestly, I really, really enjoy being on the other side of the mic. It really gives me a chance to share things with, you know, a lot of times it's an audience that's never heard me. You guys have, a lot of you have heard me for a long, long time and can predict what I'm going to say next. Maybe half the time we'll, you know, being on a new show, a lot of times it's all fresh ears. And so I really enjoy that. And yeah, so I'm going to jump right in here and let you guys, hopefully you'll enjoy. This is, if you do enjoy Julian and, you know, his whole approach, definitely check out Green Planet, Blue Planet. That's his podcast. And otherwise, I'm going to jump right in and let you guys hear me being interviewed by Julian. Till next time, journey well. Love you all so, so much.
Hi, and welcome to Green Planet, Blue Planet podcast, highlighting artists, teachers, authors, and philanthropists of the regenerative movement. People who are committed to and showcasing planetary leadership. My name is Julian Guterly, and in today's episode, I'm hosting an interview with Brandon Beacham. Brandon is a highly curious truth seeker and the founder of the Optimistic Talk Show. He went down deep into the rabbit hole of truth seeking in over 1,200 podcast episodes of the Positive Head podcast, and now has created the Optimistic Talk Show in a fascinating co-living environment at Optimistic Manor in Los Angeles. And so with these words, as you're setting up your microphone.
I just unplugged my microphone by mistake, but we're back.
Nice. Good to have you back, Brandon.
Yeah, good to be here, man.
You created, you know, the Optimistic Manor in Los Angeles, and that is quite the, I don't want to call it nutty project, but like a crazy, amazing project, right? Like something, I've been there in person, haven't yet made it to one of your recordings. Tell us a little bit more about like what you put together and how that kind of came together and what's
going on. Yeah. I'd love to. yeah, it definitely takes the good kind of crazy, I think, to go down the path that I went down. So I have been a serial entrepreneur my whole life and done many interesting entrepreneurial ventures. Was very blessed to have a few years back. I started a company called Resort Share. I started it on my friend's couch when I was at a very low point, and it grew to, you know, 100 plus employees, Inc. 569th fastest growing private company in the US in 2015, you know, kind of achieved what one in 10,000 entrepreneurs does. And that felt very rewarding in a lot of ways as someone who had, you know, been on an entrepreneurial venture for 30 plus years. And it really has paled in comparison to about the same time, you know, that happened, 2015, I launched a podcast called The Positive Head Podcast. And that really has been the most rewarding adventure. It was the first thing in my life that I set out, and it wasn't a monetary sort of perspective. Like, I'm doing this because I want to make, you know, $1 million. I'd been passionate. I'd had my own spiritual awakening about a little over 20 years ago. And, you know, I talked about this stuff to anyone who would listen, family, friends, and, you know, people were like, especially going back, you know, this is late 90s, people were like, okay, what are you smoking? or that's interesting, and they'd go about their daily lives as normal, right? And so, you know, I only had a quote-unquote spiritual community via books at the time, you know, and so come, you know, fast forward to 2015, I'm like, I've got to get this stuff out. My friends and family's ears are bleeding. I need to have an outlet. And that's when I launched the Positive Head podcast. And I started off doing just weekly interviews. And then I realized, okay, this isn't going to work because I'm so excited to share what's in my own heart and mind. I'm steamrolling my interviewees. And I need to have more episodes where I can actually, you know, get out my own sort of perspectives and teachings. And I always say we teach best what we most need to learn. So it really became a way for me to do that very thing 5 days a week. So I started, I would get up, you know, every day and just freestyle. Here's a lesson that I learned yesterday. Here's what's coming up for me. Here's something that I want you to think about. Here's a question from a listener. Here's a quote that I love. And let me riff on what I think the implications of it are. And so I just started doing that. And, you know, that was met with, like I said, I didn't think about monetization. I didn't think it was all about sharing my message. And I was super blessed that it, you know, it's took off. You know, I've been very consistent, 1,300 or so episodes to date as we record this. And, you know, it's achieved number two in spirituality in iTunes at the peak. And, you know, if you search positive podcast, I come up first. So I think that's helped define a lot of people. And it's been such a labor of love, Julian, to get the feedback that I've gotten, you know, and it really has fueled me getting those messages like, oh my gosh, you've helped to completely turn my life around by me adopting these perspectives. And I always say that, like, look, you can think for yourself, just explore them with an open mind and buckle up your seatbelt, because you'll be shown, you know, we are all connected. We are all one. And, you know, you are in your own private YO universe, as I put it. And so, so I did that for, you know, many, many years. And then I had several intuitives come on the show over the years and say, Brandon, you're going to do something in video and, you know, buckle up. It's going to be a whole nother level of reach. And, you know, I those sorts of things are fun. I mean, I also take them with a grain of salt, you know. It turned out synchronicity had it where I was exposed to this place, the Mystic Manor. As you've seen, it's kind of like a spaceship that landed in the middle of Venice. And I realized, it looks like this late night style consciousness centric talk show wants to happen. And here's a place that I can, you know, is big enough where I could actually host retreats and have the fans of the podcast come and spend a week on retreat with me and help to fund it all. And I can work them into the new show, which I now have just started releasing. And that's called Optimistic, spelled like M-Y-S-T-I-C, like mystical. If you go to optimistic.tv, you can see episodes are released every other Sunday. And that's been such a cool evolution of Positive Head. And so it's you know, I do an opening monologue.
100%. Like, for anyone who hasn't seen it yet, make sure to check out a video of the Optimistic Manor itself. Like, the space itself is, as you said, like a spaceship that came down in Venice.
Totally.
But also, like, you know, the way that you kind of united different streams of thought there, like, it's a retreat center in that sense. It's a TV show, right? Yep, it's a continuation of your podcast, but it's also a very interactive and like new kind of space in general, something that hasn't been around quite that often yet.
Yeah.
So maybe from your perspective, like, what are some of the highlights that you really feel like you know, you said some intuitives were telling you that's going to happen in your life, but what are some of the elements that you feel like you're like literally brought in from the dream template and you're like, I stepped into the next layer of the next evolution of my own dream?
Beautiful. Yeah. So as I first set out to do it, I was like, okay, as you probably know, you're in San Fran as we're, you know, recording this, two of the most expensive places on the planet, San Francisco and Los Angeles. And so how am I going to fund all of this, right? It's very expensive. It's a lot more financially feasible to do an audio only podcast than a full late night style show with a live studio audience and live musical performance and live visionary artist and you know, retreat guests that come and spend a week at the manor and then actually are a part of the show on their last night and get to share a little of their experience, as well as bringing in interviewees in person, not using the internet, you know, like we're doing now. And so it's a lot more cost, right? You know, I originally had that sort of aha moment of, how will I pull it all together? How will I afford, you know, self-producing a production that's a live studio audience and, you know, live musical performance and live interviewee and retreat guests that get to share some of their experience? It's a lot of moving parts and a lot of expense. And I sort of had that aha moment of, well, my, you know, fans of Positive Head have been asking me for years to do retreats. What if I get a place big enough to actually offer retreats, which then in turn helps to fund the project, and it kind of kills two birds with one stone? Or I don't like that saying. It's you know, there's got to be a better, someone please come up with something other than killing two birds with one stone. We eat two apples with one, you know, one pluck. Yes, right. Catch two butterflies with one net. Yeah. And then re-release them into the wild better than we found them. So I had that aha moment. And then, you know, like many things in life, when it's meant, I found it will, especially early on, you'll get kind of a leg up from the universe. Doors will open really easily. Synchronicity will unfold. And that's what happened. I had this aha moment. My son actually showed me a Joe Rogan podcast, and I thought, wow, this has... I hadn't really watched too many other podcasts, right? And it was that weird in between Christmas and New Year's time. It was December 30th, and okay, I don't have nothing to do today for once. Let's show me what you want to show me. And the first thing I noticed was, wow, this has got millions of views, and it's, you know, and I like the Joe Rogan podcast, but it's him sitting in front of a brick wall with, you know, an American flag behind him. And as someone who really values aesthetic and vibe, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I really need to do something that's more vibey than this. And so then my friend Everett, who's the co-creator and director, and he just got back in town coincidentally, synchronistically, that same day from Europe, filming a music video. And he hit me up and hadn't seen him in 6 months and said, hey, do you want to hang out tonight? And him and I had kicked around this idea in the past. So we got hanging out and, you know, with a little help from some psychedelics, got into a state of excitement about let's figure out how to do this late night style show. And then on December 31st at about 5 a.m, I had the epiphany kind of aha, you know, moment of, I could pay for it by doing retreats there too and making that a part of the show, letting it, the fans be a part of the show, right? And then I went to Craigslist, searched, you know, 6-bedroom plus houses in Venice Beach, somewhere near the LAX airport, right? First thing that came up looked like a spaceship. Contacted the guy. He said, how did you get my number? And I said, well, you're on Craigslist. He's like, oh, my assistant must have done that. And then the assistant went out of town and put his personal number, which he normally would never do. And here we connect and kind of hit it off. The guy agrees to see me on January 1st, 2019, and the rest is history. Like, now we're great friends. Rich, the owner, has had his own spiritual awakening that I've sort of helped to play a role in. And it was one of those things where it became obvious that, you know, things were lining up for it to unfold very quickly. Before we continue, I'd like to take a moment to tell you about our new sponsor, BetterHelp. As you know, we do everything we possibly can on the show to help people shift their perspectives to help them lead a healthy and happy life. That being said, sometimes we really just need someone to talk to directly that can help us navigate whatever challenge we're going through at that time. And if you're at that point in your life currently, BetterHelp makes this process super convenient by connecting you with a professional counselor in a safe and private environment, either on video, phone, or via text chats. BetterHelp has licensed therapists that specialize in almost any scenario you may be struggling with, such as depression, anxiety, grief, trauma, or relationship issues. And if you don't like the counselor you get assigned for any reason, you can request a new one at any time. Best of all, not only is it a convenient option, it's also affordable. And if you use the code POSITIVEHEAD, it's even more affordable because you get 10% off your first month. So if you're hearing this and you get the feeling that one of BetterHelp's 3,000 licensed therapists could help get you to where you want and deserve to be mentally, head over to betterhelp.com /positivehead. And be sure to use the discount code positivehead, all one word, to get 10% off your first month.
Yeah, that's epic. And talk about synchronicities. I think I want to hear a little bit more about, you know, that life within purpose, or when you dedicate so clearly to something that's just coming through you, and how when you are in purpose, prosperity follows.
Yes. Yes. I think that is a great topic for everyone, because as someone who's done a lot of how do I make money, right? As a very scrappy, you know, energetic entrepreneur, you know, from starting to sell candy bars door to door at 8 years old, and people would be like, you know, oh, are you doing this for your baseball team? And I'd be like, nope, I'm doing it so I can buy a new toy. And, you know, what I've evolved to learn is when you get aligned with your purpose, and your purpose is ultimately going to always involve serving others in some way. And Gandhi knew this when he said, if you want to find yourself, lose yourself in the service of others. And I always like to add to that, the reason that holds true is because there are no others. So you're always doing it to an extension of self. So once you start understanding, you're going to have the opportunity to give away what you want for yourself to someone else in some way, shape, or form. Always do it, do it, do it. I call it the good kind of selfish, because you will feel the energetic repercussions of it, because you are always doing it to an extension of self. Everywhere you go, you're there waiting for yourself. So once you understand that's the nature of the situation in which you find yourself, and you start operating from that perspective, you don't even have to know exactly how it unfolds for you. You just need to know it's inevitable, that you are worthy as any other person ever has been or could be, because you are connected to it all. And you then just start with curiosity of a child. One of the only Bible verse I ever quote is, lest you become like a child, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. And what I think was meant by that is that childlike wonder and curiosity and belief and magic and like, okay, I don't know exactly what my path is maybe at this point, but I know it's going to involve serving others. And I know that I'm worthy of it. And I'm just going to start taking whatever steps I can to follow whatever breadcrumbs are in front of me. And when something is meant for me, it's going to make itself apparent. And if you take that formula and you can start moving forward with your life, it's not if, but when. And your job is to love where you're at. The journey is the goal. You don't listen to a song to hear the final note, right? And your life is your song. It's the art of your soul. Your higher self wrote a story, a beautiful story, and it is you. And you didn't write that beautiful story so it can all be over at once. And, you know, the journey is the goal, right? And so when you can start applying this perspective to everything that you do, now you can move forward with confidence, knowing that you are eternally held, eternally provided for. The what's happening, nothing's happening to you. It's all happening for you. So if there's hardship, congratulations. That must mean you're on a path of greatness, because there is no story of greatness that didn't involve trial, tribulation, the hero's journey, right? It's the ultimate tale. It's the tale of mankind. You know, it's Joseph Campbell
totally
talked about this.
And in a way, it's like, yeah, everything we go through on this kind of journey is also meant for us to prepare ourselves for what's coming next, right?
Exactly. So
that we're truly connecting with our own life's story. And the funny thing, I think, you know, to surrender to, because there is no control in that way of living, is that only the way really knows the way. Like you talk about the journey, right? But there is this obsession in our culture to understand where the journey takes you, to understand and predict and create certainty. But really, the way knows the way, and you don't need to know the way.
That's right. That's right. And actually, that's part of your journey, is to the dance with your higher self, is to allow, you know, your higher self can see the chessboard in a way that you never could. And that's the dance that you set up. You said, all right, you know, higher self, other me, I'm going to go down and I'm going to take this vantage point, and you're going to keep this vantage point, and we're going to dance from beyond the veil with each other. Right. And what happens is we get here and then we try and take full control. We have to have all the answers figured out. And if we don't, we trip and stress. And that's not the game that you set up to actually play. And so this is art. You are living art. So start performing as the graceful artist you are meant to become. And that that is moving into deep trust. A master is someone who embraces whatever shows up because they realize some expanded version of themselves essentially put it there for them, for the evolution, for the growth. You don't need to have all the answers. It can look messy from where you stand. That's okay. From the grandest perspective, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Talk about looking messy in the current state of the world. Like, we're recording this on April 9th in 2020, right? So there's a global pandemic that makes a lot of people really, really scared about the uncertainty they're facing and the messiness. And of course, we want to acknowledge like the pain that is being experienced, but really it's a form of waking up to a different way of living and a different possibility. Like, think of it, we were told that people can't work from home, or you have to be at a job at an office 5 days a week for 40 hours a week. But really now we're realizing life continues to go on,
yep,
even when really big change is happening. And truly not even the leaders have full control, right? There is,
yep,
there is a lot of uncertainty. And I think in that sense, like what you're just saying about this dance with your divine self or your higher self or your connection
to expanded self, yeah,
expanded self is really, I think, what everyone right now is getting a little taste of. What's your take on that?
Yeah, you know, crisis or chrysalis, right? I, you know, everything is about the story you tell. You are the creator and created rolled into one, right? You are a fractal of the source consciousness that creates and animates all things, otherwise known as God, right? Source, the universe, whatever you want to call it. Don't get too big of a head, because everyone else is too. And so is the rock, and so is the bird, and so is it's all it, right? And so what does source do? What does God do? What does the creator do? It creates. It creates with its energy, with its belief. So what story are you telling about what's happening? That's the only thing I've ever been good at, Julian, is just telling really good stories. I've been an eternal optimist. I'll take any story you give me, and I'll find a silver lining, and I'll spin it in a way that ultimately serves me. And I'll see. It doesn't mean it's not challenging. It doesn't mean it's not hard. It doesn't mean I don't have wounds that I have to lick sometime. But I'm always going to bounce out of it and say, why is this happening for me? And then the lump of coal, I find a way to transmute it into the diamond it's meant to become by looking at it through that lens. So what is this? Is this a crisis or is this a chrysalis? I believe it's a chrysalis. I believe we are the caterpillar going. When the caterpillar goes into the cocoon, it melts into a goo. And just before the caterpillar says, my world is over, it becomes a butterfly, right? So we're melting into a collective goo right now so that we can be born into a butterfly. We're in the chrysalis. So that's my vantage point. And as the creator, the powerful creator I am, right? And I'm casting spells with the words that I tell, right? I'm spelling. Abracadabra means in Sanskrit, I create as I speak, right? Abracadabra, crisis or chrysalis? Chrysalis. And so it is, because I'm a creator, right? So all of our lives get really good at making up good stories, knowing that the cat's out of the bag once you know there's always a diamond hiding behind a lump of coal. And it's, you know, what is a lump of coal? It's this element that does really, really well under pressure, right? And so it's exactly what you're meant to become. And it's always, in the end, you win. And so if you haven't won, it ain't over. So you start telling that story and looking from that lens, and then it just becomes a game of how graceful can I be? And it doesn't mean you don't have moments where you fall off the wagon and slip into anxiety and negativity and all those things. It's like, it's every moment's another chance to turn it all around. If you find yourself and you slipped off and you fell into a narrow focus that's focused on all the pain and everything, that's okay. Go easy on yourself. It's two steps forward, two steps back, one step forward, this dance that you're doing, right? So sometimes you circle back on old thing lessons you think you've already processed and moved through for further clarification and release. But with two steps forward and one back, guess what? You ultimately are getting ahead. So that is the journey that your soul is on. All of our souls are on collectively. And just knowing that brings a certain sense of peace for me. And doesn't mean I don't have moments where I slip off, but as I've retrained myself, I slip off less and less and less and less, and I become more and more graceful doing this dance with my higher self that I actually architected before I came here. It didn't happen to me. It's happening for me. It's by divine design.
That's beautifully put in, you know, in such an eloquence. And I love that you're pointing out that, like, only because you are looking for the optimism or, you know, finding the optimism, it doesn't mean that there aren't hard moments or difficult moments. You know, life isn't black or white. There are lots and lots of nuances depending on the perspective and the perception we have. But here's the interesting thing, you know, your show is called Positive Head. Your new show and your place is called Optimistic Manner. So the positivity and the optimism is really like an attitude you've chosen over the years, and your shares and your teachings around that, I think, undoubtedly inspire many. And so I want to know even a little bit more, like, when, you know, on a daily basis, what's part of your practice, or is there any practice that chooses this optimism, or is it more like, nope, this is my like eternal mindset, and no matter what shows up, I'll deal with it with this way of inquiry?
Great question. And just to add to what we said, we're saying a minute ago, it's, I refer to it as relative truths. All, you know, we are very multi-layered, multi-dimensional beings. So from one perspective, it's a crisis, right? And someone can make that argument and say, here's why it's a crisis. You're right. From another perspective, it's a chrysalis and a gift. You're right. What vantage point are we looking from? So I say to always focus, you know, they teach a race car driver. First thing they teach you, if you go to get lessons on driving a race car, whatever you do, if you spin out, don't look at the wall. Do you know why they teach you not to look at the wall? Because guess where you'll go if you focus your attention on the wall. You 100% of the time hit the wall. So the number one thing they'll teach you is if you're spinning out and something quote unquote negative is happening, look the other way. Where attention goes, energy flows. So it's relative truths. From one perspective, you and I are one, right? I've been talking about that, right? I believe that to be the most expanded perspective. From another perspective, you and I are separate. That's true too. It's a divine dichotomy. So once you start understanding all of reality is built on relative truths, which one am I going to focus on? Am I going to focus on the wall, or am I going to focus on the rainbow at the end of the rainstorm, right? So for me, when you ask, is it a practice? It's a daily conscious effort to maintain an elevated vibration, right? And that's why I went from one day a week with interviews on Positive Head to 5 days a week. Because as I always say on the show, we teach best what we most need to learn. We're all students first and teachers second. So the best way for me, a lot of people can sit and meditate for 4 hours a day. I find that challenging with how much energy flows through my body and how, you know, kind of amped up I am, right? So what may work for one may not work as well for another. So this idea that there's a universal answer for everyone is also, it's relative truths. What works for me may work for me. It became, I'm going to teach best what I most need to learn, and I'm going to do it 5 days a week. And that's going to really help me to shift my vibration. I'm going to start every day out doing this. So when you ask, what is my practice? Saying, yes, Julian, I'll come on your epic podcast, because what's happening in this moment? My vibration is so elevated. I'm tapping into a frequency as I talk about all this that is feeding and nourishing and recalibrating my system to resonate with these truths even more than I did 30 minutes ago, right? Neurons that fire together, wire together, right? Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about this. So right now we're creating new neural pathways as we explore these topics. And a lot of times I repeat myself over and over and over again by design, right? How do you get really good at playing an instrument? Practice in it, that vibration over and over playing, right? So right now we're swimming in a vibrational pool together. And this is my greatest practice, using casting spells with words to elevate my vibration. Do I do other things? Sometimes I slow it down enough to meditate or do yoga or, you know, manifestation kind of rituals. I believe that's a powerful thing because, you know, why do rituals work? Bashar talks about this. It's a permission slip. I think when we get to the other side, we'll see it was all placebo, right? We know 30% of healings now are placebo, even surgeries, right? And so why does that hold true? Because we're all creators with our beliefs, right? And so I think doing a ritual that says, oh, if I do X, A, B, and C, then I get D. Okay. Well, if you believe that's the case, guess what? You're a creator, and therefore you created that as a truth. So I think that's another powerful thing that people can do. For me, it's just finding my way into these conversations as much as possible. Nothing lights me up as much as that.
Yeah, I find this fascinating, Brandon, because, you know, there's a trend at the moment going on where it's like the more practice you do, the more meditation, yoga, breath work, et cetera, I do, the more you'll get and gain into the state. And, you know, I love my own practice and, you know, I definitely enjoy it most days. However, like, what are we doing the practice for? We're doing the practice so that on the other side, we can expand into the doing, creating from that place of being. And right. So that doing and creating, as you're just saying, is your individual best practice. And so I find that fascinating because it just shows once again, like, reality is not to be taken literal from what I'm saying or what you're saying. It's about the experience you're having and the experience you're actually making. And so,
yep,
fascinating, because many, many ways lead to Rome in that old saying, or work for different people.
Absolutely. And learning to listen to yourself, what's right for you may not be right for someone else. We had someone yesterday, we had a, you know, here at the Mystic Manor, we had a little bit of a, testing ground, if you will, where we had a longtime friend's childhood friend who can be somewhat controversial sometimes. He's been sort of the maintenance guy here, built the stage set for Optimistic. This place wouldn't be what it was without him. He isn't here quarantined with us, and he just bum rushed our quarantine yesterday. Not only did he bum rush it and show up, hey guys, I'm here to hang out. And we've had a very tight container, but he also showed up with a bunch of McDonald's. Now, we have a vegan chef, right? So not only did he come with bags of McDonald's, right? The devil's food. And so this triggered the heck out of people, and I get it. And at the same time, someone set up like, look, this guy not only showing up here unannounced, I don't appreciate it. It's not in line with our quarantine, and then bringing this awful food. And I heard them. I get what they're saying, and there's some validity to him violating, you know, our container and yada, yada. And, but in regards to the food, I said, you know what, that McDonald's chicken McNugget that someone hasn't had in 3 years and they decided to do might've been the most healing thing they ever put in their body. They might've needed that more than anything. It took them back to their childhood memory where they were safe and there wasn't a quarantine and they remembered their grandmother and, you know, who they haven't thought of in 20 years, who passed away. And then they felt her essence and their soul was nourished and on and on and on. So we got to be really careful, especially in the spiritual community, with making these blanket truths. What chicken McNuggets for McDonald's might be the healthiest thing possible for you. And for someone else, it might be the worst thing possible. And we can certainly look at it from a very physical level and make an argument that they're not healthy and nourishing and there's negativity to it, right? And there can be a whole nother perspective where it actually saved a guy's life. So, you know, it's we got to be really careful to make these blanket assumptions and statements about what is good and what is bad. Because in the end, I think what we're going to find is there is no good and bad. There's only energetic consequences. And it's all happening for the growth of the person interacting with whatever that energetic is. It's always there to help us sharpen our axe.
Yeah, another fascinating insight. I mean, personally, I wouldn't want to have that McDonald's chicken McNugget.
Right.
The metaphor is really good because, you know, on a global scale, even for a very scientific paradigm person, we create these rights and wrongs and these higher states of truths, but then we realize it's actually not fully working out. Like, we haven't created global peace or acceptance, tolerance or compassion because of that.
Yep.
So in fact, these blanket statements, rights and wrongs, are kind of in the way for us to tolerate and accept others the way they are, and therefore create a planet that is in harmony, or a species, humanity, that is in harmony with the planet and with biomimicry at large.
Right, right. Yep. And that's great because you could, in that, your truth that, hey, that chicken McNugget is not for me, that's true for you. And that's good. And thank goodness for the contrast. Maybe you needed to do a check-in with yourself to see if that still holds true or not. Right. And it's when we start, you know, I always say that the degree to which we judge is equivalent to our ignorance about the understanding of the situation in which we find ourselves. And that is that it's always, okay, this is popping up in my field out of infinite possibilities. how is this here to help me redefine who I am, to show up who how I want to show up next, and certainly not to fall into judgment and allow it to throw me off my own peaceful perspective and state.
Totally. I would definitely take a meal from your vegan chef, though.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing. Yeah. He is definitely, that's been one of the most spoiled, luxuries of this experience. Having someone prepare vegan meals has been like, what a gift.
Once this lockdown is lifted and I come back to LA.
You are so in.
I'll take you up on that offer. Brendan, I have one more question. And before I ask that, I want to know a little bit more about how people can interact with you in the optimistic manner.
Sure.
Right now in the online world, mainly because I think this is what's, at least for the next month, is probably foreseeable.
Yeah. Well, great question. Thank you for asking. So if you want to check out, my podcast, of course, Positive Head, it's anywhere that, podcasts are served up, positivehead.com as well. And there's, almost 1,300 in the archive, and we do 5 episodes a week. My co-hostess with the mostest, Dr. Erica Middlemiss, helps to run 2 of the episodes now. Once I started with Optimistic, about 9 months ago, she started taking over 2 of the days to free up some of my bandwidth for the new show. So the new show you can find at optimistic.tv. And it is, every other Sunday we're releasing episodes. And one of our pivots for, in responding to the new world that we currently live in, we had retreats scheduled 3 out of 4, 3 weeks on, 1 week off, 3 weeks on, 1 week off since last July. And now all of a sudden there's a travel ban and a quarantine. So we've, at least in the immediate future, had to pause all physical retreats here at the Mystic Manor, although we will resume them, hopefully in the coming weeks here. And all of that information is on optimistic.tv, by the way, how you can, come and spend a week here and, have vegan prepared meals and different workshops every day with incredible facilitators that I've sort of handpicked to co-create the experience for me and with me and for our guests. And then you spend a day with me and you're on the podcast and then you're on the show Optimistic as well. And so all of that information is on optimistic.tv. The new thing that we're about to launch, Julian, is the Mystic Manor online retreat and Play Shops re-membership program. So what we're going to be doing is basically anyone can, we've got 15 incredible facilitators that are, is very communal here, right? It's a very big property and 15 of us, and everyone has different offerings from tarot to authentic relating workshops, to Akashic Records reading, to Q&As with me, to, deep dive philosophy, to sound healing. I mean, you name it, someone here does it, right? And so we're starting to offer at 8:30 Pacific and 5 p.m. Pacific every day, 7 days a week, different play shops. And for now, you can sign up free. You're going to be able to sign up for free the first few weeks. And then after that, it's name your price to participate. So with recommended pricing for different tiers. So that is just in the process of being put together and launched. And you can participate in it now. And there'll be some shifts in the coming week or so with how it's structured, but 8:30 and 5 every day, it's open to the public initially for sure. So.
Really cool. Well, Brendan, last but not least for this episode today, you spoke quite a bit about integrating your creation, abracadabra, spelling it and being in this creator consciousness. At large, what do you think humanity requires right now to learn from our history, our mistakes in our history, and very much so from this current way we're dealing with a global pandemic and all kinds of information and media overload? Like, what does it take for us to individually and collectively learn from this?
So where I find, what a great question, super empowering perspective for me. And all my perspectives, I don't claim to be all-knowing. And like I said, I'm here exploring just like everyone else. I have a lot of teachings to offer, and I say explore them with an open mind and keep what you like and throw away what you don't. What I found, though, is my perspectives, you can always, by a trying on perspectives, you can see the results speak for themselves, right? And that's what I always say. Well, whatever someone's saying, let's look at the results it's gotten for them. And I found my life to be pretty magical and only getting more magical. So I feel like I'm onto something with this idea that I'm one with the source consciousness that creates and animates all things. And what really empowers me is I would challenge you all to consider the idea that reality is way stranger than fiction. The real you, I don't know if any of you have seen the movie The Fountain. It's a great movie if you haven't. And there's a scene in it, it's all about this guy's multiple lifetimes. And in one scene, he's in a scene with his wife or something, and all of a sudden he pops out of it. And then all of a sudden he's the real him, right? His higher self. And he's floating in the cosmos in lotus position, meditating. And he was dreaming up that whole lifetime. I believe that's actually what's going on right now. I believe the real you is dreaming this, and you are in your own private YO universe. And everything in your private universe, you're the lead director, actor, star in your own private movie. And everyone in it, including me, including Julian, is a prop in your movie reflecting you back to you. And you actually architected them to show up and look the way they do and sound the way they do. And they're all there for you to grow. So whenever I start feeling disempowered or about the state of the world and, oh my gosh, what could I do to change it? What you can do to change it is realize, first off, there is no out there out there. It's showing up the way you have imagined it to be. The story of what's happening with the coronavirus and what's happening in Afghanistan. These are all information stories that have been injected into your private holographic movie that are all telling you something that serves you to grow into the next greatest and greatest version of yourself. So whenever you feel disempowered, for me, I feel really empowered because I think, actually, how do I change the world? By changing my internal state. And literally, I believe, Julian, right now I could say, oh my gosh, we're in the chrysalis and we're coming out the other side and whoa, we're gonna be a beautiful butterfly. And I would literally step into a timeline where I see that reality. You could say, Brandon, the world is going to hell. It's all going to die. This is the beginning of the end. Armageddon is upon us. And like ships passing in the night, you then step into a timeline where that reality plays out. Because God, source, higher self is infinite and plays out every possibility, I believe. So literally, I'm navigating which timeline I step into with my perspective from where I sit. And as you sit there, the cells that make up your body are vibrating so fast, they're vibrations of energy that are popping in and out of existence. They're not solid at all. They're 99.99999% space. And what we call solid is popping in and out of existence so fast, like a projector does on a TV screen, a movie screen, right? That literally it's all vibration. And with my beliefs, I'm deciding which movie I shift into. And so that's how powerful you are. You literally have the power in your hands to determine what version out of infinite timelines from this moment forward do I step into? Well, you're going to step into the one that you're a vibrational match to. And that is all determined by your beliefs and your perspective and the story that you're telling. So don't stop focusing on the wall and start focusing on the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. That's, after the rain. That's what I would recommend. And that's where all your power lies. You don't need to feel disempowered by what's happening, quote unquote, out there, because there is no out there. It's showing up as a reflection of your beliefs and your co-creation.
Beautifully put, Brandon. Thank you for that invitation to take full responsibility and co-create the reality we focus on, we believe in. And thanks for your time for this episode today.
Likewise, my friend. Yeah, we got to have you on Positive Head. And I definitely have enjoyed chatting with you. And thank you for co-creating this now moment with me. And if you're feeling the call to come for a week retreat style mystic manner immersion, remember to go now and book your time to speak with me directly about stepping into the optimistic vortex at calendly.com/talkwithbrandon while there are still spots left. Otherwise, I look forward to co-creating magic with you at the Mystic Manor.